Energizer, welcome to this episode of the Jones and Forrest Show. I'm your host, the Prince of Positivity, Spencer Jones, and I have an amazing guest here joining me today to share some awesome insights of life, of how to live life, how to get the most out of it. Heck, how to live life to the max, right? That's what we want to do. That's what we are striving for. And our guest today is going to share how he has done that for himself. He lives an RV life a lot of the time, not all the time, but he likes traveling out and having fun out in the beautiful world. And we're going to see how that works for him, why he did that, and also how you can live your life to the max. Not necessarily an RV life for you, maybe, maybe not, but we'll discover what works for you and how you can discover that about yourself. So let's hop in and let me introduce our awesome guest for the day, Jeff Purdue Adkins. Welcome. Welcome to the Jones and Forrest Show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Spencer. It's been so great getting to know you. And, you know, I am just honored to be on your show and be a guest.
Dude, it's an honor. The honor is all mine, I should say, to have you here. I'm so excited. We got to meet relatively recently in Nashville when I was attending and speaking at the Unleash You Now Movement Makers live event. Such an awesome event. Get to know you, your business, and what you do a little bit more. Well, I got to know you. All of our Energizers listening and watching, they don't know you yet. So how about you share a little bit about you and just what you do and what you're all about?
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So what I really do is I help creatives and coaches that might be stressed in working too hard to really come up with their systems so that their business can support their life, not be their life. And hopefully that they can do it from anywhere like I do. I really do promote the idea of being able to work from anywhere. Even if it's not like, I know that families, some families are like, no, I can't do that. I understand that. But then you get to spend more time with the family.
Right.
Right. So whether you are, you can be nomadic at home.
Right.
I'm nomadic at home.
I love that. And I love that mindset. And I'm in total agreement to have that nomadic life, but at home or traveling on the road. It just gives you the idea is to have that time and financial freedom to be able to go do things to, let's say, you know, your kids in softball and it's a traveling team. Well, then you could go travel with them and see them play. You could spend that time with your family. You could go chase your passions, whatever that is, right? Mine's kayak fishing. I could go to Idaho and fish for sturgeon if I wanted to go out there or go to London. Like, it doesn't matter. Because, and that's what we're working towards, Katie and I, is to have that time and financial freedom to be able to travel and still impact lives and make a big difference on the world while still being able to experience life. And so many of us get bogged down by it, by life, just over and over again. We have to do this and it's next day. Oh, all of a sudden it's the next day, right? And it's just the grind day after day. How can we, first of all, break free of that? Because I think many of us struggle with that idea of, oh, well, this is my job. This is what I do. And maybe they're not even wanting to be an entrepreneur. Maybe they are. But how can they break free of that mindset?
Really, the first thing to remember is that your job will replace you before you. If you were to die today, your job will replace you tomorrow. Your job will replace you before your obituary hits. At least start the process.
Right.
Right. There is no loyalty left. For many of your listeners, it's probably your grandparents, you know, my parents, my grandparents, you know, life that they lived where you worked for 40 years at a company, you got to watch a pension and you were set for retirement. We don't have that anymore. And what we have to remember is that it doesn't really behoove us to stay in places that don't work for us. Okay. That's so that's the first thing. Does it work for you? Are you making enough money? Are you making, you know, can you actually take your vacations? Do you take your vacations? Okay. I think in 2017, I want to say, or it was 2017, 2018. It was before COVID, that there were something like 33 million vacation days not taken in the United States.
Holy cow, 33 million? I mean, yeah. I know people don't take vacation days for God knows whatever reason, but holy crap, that many. What? Okay, why do people do that? I mean, just a question, do you know?
Yeah, well, people get into that. I have this job, I have to do work, I have this commitment, I have that commitment, and they need me. And I worked in restaurants for much of my life, for 20 years, off and on. And when I wasn't working in a restaurant, I was running a nightclub or I ran a tax office. Like, really, it was, I know what it's like to be needed, right? But them not staffing correctly, or you, and sometimes it was me, right? Me not staffing correctly, what does not excuse the fact that I need to actually take the time off, right? And one of the things that showed up for me is that since I was 11 years old, I wanted to go to New Orleans. I read Interview with the Vampire, probably around 11 or 12, something in that range. I'm a book nerd, right? And I wanted to go to New Orleans. I wanted to go to New Orleans my whole life. I am 44 years old, and I wanted since I was 11, and always found a reason why I couldn't do it. Always found a reason. So one of them is I always thought it was too expensive. Okay. Right. So, all right. Did I ever really look it up though?
Right.
And that's what we do. We tell ourselves, oh, it's too expensive. I can't do that. I don't have the money for that. Well, how much is it? I can guarantee you it's probably a lot less than you think it is. My next trip is Egypt. It's going to be $4,400. And that includes my airfare, my hotel, you know, and yeah, it's a tourist thing. It's a tour, it's structured, but I'm by myself. I probably want the structure.
Right.
Right. So it's a lot less than you think it is.
I will say that in my travels, they're a lot less than what we think generally. Not always, but even when Katie and I went to England and London, like that's one of the most expensive cities to visit. And it was still really good. I think for the two of us, we did it for just under just over $5,000. That's with going out to eat. That's with all the sightseeing stuff. Like it's not as bad as you might think.
And mind you, you might have to save for it. It's not like you're going to go tomorrow and say, oh, I'm going to London, blah, right. You know, but it's not undoable when you think of it over a year, you know, even 2 years. So what does that look like for you? What is the thing you really want to do with your life? And what is things that actually energize you and why aren't you doing it? So another one was, I was telling Spencer a story about how I got into the RV before we got on. And what happened was I had my business fell apart. My relationship of 7 years fell apart. I was taking care of my mom who was really sick. And the spiritual center that I was working with, we had 5 donors die. Like 5 of our major donors die all within 3 months. Like this all happened. So they closed my spiritual center. They closed everything. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. So I talked to my spiritual guide, my Reverend John. And he said, did you meditate on it? And I'm like, I teach meditation. Why don't I do that? And I swear to you, and this is 7 years ago, and as clear as we're speaking, that it's like get an RV and go. And I'm not an RV guy. I'm not an outdoor guy. I still can't make a fire. Right. It's ridiculous. I would be the last person to think about that. At this point, I wanted to go out I was going out a couple nights a week. But one of the things that happened in that time is I was working 2 jobs. One of which, I went back to Pizza Hut, which I had worked for forever. I worked through a restaurant, was the sales coach. And then they decided that the franchise society didn't need me. Well, the funny part about that was that when the franchise, the reason they're there is because of the job I did and why they even bought us, because all the growth was stuff that I did. Literally, it could be linked right back to me. And when they finally sold into them to another franchisee, they went from 48 stores to 17.
Oh, wow.
So they went from this massive growth to nothing in a time when they shouldn't be at nothing.
Right.
Right. But in the middle of that, I realized I hadn't been to the lake. I lived in Michigan. I had a lake within 15 minutes of my house and hadn't been there since I was a kid. Just all this random stuff I had never done. And I said, I'm going to start enjoying my life. And so when I got the text that I was fired, at Pizza Hut, my text, this is the store was something. It was, wow. He was, and he wasn't there when I turned in my keys.
That's crazy.
So yeah, but it's about enjoying your life. What is it that you're not doing? What is it that's close? Like I said, there was a lake 20 minutes from my house. There was no reason why I hadn't been to a lake, or, you know, Cedar Point is an hour and a half from where I lived. 2 hours tops. 75 is always under construction. We all know that. So, you know, I hadn't been to Cedar Point. In the past year, I went to 8 different amusement parks.
Wow. That's awesome.
One of the big things that I've done, I went to New Orleans. Oh my God. One of my happiest pictures in my life. Like, and when you look at the picture, you don't see everything behind it, but every time I see it, I know what happened. Right. I was crying. I was literally crying, having a beignet at Cafe Du Monde in New Orleans. Right. And all that it took to get there, all that it took to get there is in this one picture. And what was great, and so I use it. And so you guys see this picture, it's on the back of my book, it's on my planner, and I use it a lot. It's kind of like my default. If I'm going to give somebody a picture, this is the picture I give them. But it really is, because it's probably my happiest moment in my life, is this one moment in Cafe Du Monde that was hilarious, you know, and it was amazing.
It's amazing how some of those experiences can be summed up in just one photo like that. And for everyone else, they might see it, they might not, but you know all the stuff that went into it, all the thought, the planning, the years of craving to go, and then finally that accumulation of it there. And Katie and I, my wife and I, we love traveling, so we take photos throughout all of our adventures. And usually there's one or two photos from each trip that just kind of embody everything. And what I love about what you're sharing is it's not like you have to just drop everything and go tomorrow. No, you can make a plan for it, right? Plan for it. Plan, you know, your finances, plan the vacation days, see how you need to make it work. You know, it took you many years to get to New Orleans, but man, when you got there, you savored it, you enjoyed it, you embraced it. And now that you live this lifestyle, you can go more often and you can go to different things more often, which is great, but you still plan for it. You still do that. So it's not like, okay, oh man, I don't have $5,000 to go to London or whatever it is.
Right.
Like, no, okay, let's plan for it. What can we do? Let's make that plan, because man, there's so much excitement in the lead up to that event, to the thing you're going to, the preparation, that excitement. There's some positive energy in there because you're looking forward to it. And then you get to experience it, which is the bliss of it all. So sometimes that lead up is just as good. And make that happen, right? Plan for it, so that you can use your vacation days, you can use that time, save that money, whatever you need to do to be able to make your dreams happen, whatever that is.
Yeah, and look at the little ways to experience that. Like I said, I hadn't gone to the amusement park in years and years, right? I hadn't gone to the lake since I was an adult. Like literally, you know, and this was 7 years ago now. So I was still well of adult.
Right.
I was still well of adult. And it took me some time. My mom was sick. You know, I was taking care of my mother. My mom was sick. It took some time to get her. She lived on her own. She now lives on her own for the first time in like 15 years.
Wow. That's awesome.
So, you know, it took me asking her if she's going to live or die. Just tell me.
All right.
Either way, I'm okay. And prepared, like I got to have that conversation, like, what do you want? Are you living or dying? And sometimes you'd have to ask that. And there was no judgment. She's in a lot of pain. She's still in a lot of pain. You know, it was just something. And she decided she wanted to live. So we went and changed her doctors. We got all kinds of stuff taken care of. She's now off of opioids for the most part. Very rarely now, right. Where she was on fentanyl. I mean, like, really, she's been prescribed some stuff. And a lot of the stuff that's going on now with her is directly from the medications, not necessarily from the original stuff.
Right. Wow. Well, good for you for helping her and guiding her through that and cleaning herself up and just being happier, right? Like, and enjoying life more, and to have that's huge. And again, I love the idea of, okay, you still have obligations. You're not saying, hey, throw out all obligations, say screw life and let's just go. You're not saying that at all. It's like, no, make a plan, you know, do what you need to do. And it could take time, right? When we were chatting beforehand, you mentioned it took you like 5 years before you even got that RV. After you had heard that voice of saying, get in an RV and go. It took 5 years before you finally got that RV and started that lifestyle, and it's still changed. And even right now, your RV's in the shop, it's worked on and all that. Like, okay, life happens, right? Things happen to that, but that doesn't mean it's the end, right? So, so you don't want life to run, or you don't want your job just to run you. And I want to hop back a little ways here to what one thing you said right at the beginning, which really struck a chord with me. And I never thought of it like this, to be perfectly honest. When we were talking about why don't people take vacation days, you mentioned that, well, people feel needed at work, right? They feel needed that they can't take off because, oh, I'm needed here. I need to do this, or no one else can do this, and anything like that. And I'm thinking, well, one of our basic human needs is to feel needed, and that we're wanted and loved and all that. And that comes with needs. So how many of us look at our jobs as that? Look at our jobs as, well, they need me here. They need me to fill this space, to do this, to crunch these numbers, to organize, to whatever your job is, right? To teach choir students for me. This is the need, and that fulfills my need. So for me, I lean heavily on that when, you know what, that's, you're just a number to them. Not everyone, but to many, you're more or less just a number, sadly. So what can you do to not be a number, to be a name, to be a person, whether it's in that organization, another organization, or something you create yourself, so that you can then be still fill that need, but also know that need of being needed, of being loved, doesn't have to come from your job. It could come from your family, from friends, from your other commitments you have, right? Your mission, your movement, whatever. So
yeah,
appreciate that.
And it's important, you know, it's important to find those areas. I know that when I used to, it was funny. We had a joke when I worked at Pizza Hut. I would do the Harry Potter and the Twilight midnight showings.
Oh, from nice.
Movie 3 all the way through, right? With one of my sisters. And we had a great time. It was kind of it was something we did. Mm-hmm. And we did every one. Well, every time I did it, something would happen in the restaurant. When I would turn off my phone and actually not be able to be on my phone for whatever and not reachable
for a couple hours, right?
For a couple hours,
even a day,
right?
Like
the place called caught on fire. I mean, like literally something would happen. And anytime I took a day off, it felt like so you get in this thing where you feel like if you take a day off or you do something, you know, you can't catch up. It's like nothing works. And I get it. I get the mindset. I do understand where you come from. And I can tell you there's a way out of it. And there's a way on the other side of that. And I was that person. I was a workaholic. I worked. So even though when I worked at the restaurant, I still had a web design business, and I was helping authors with self-publishing. Right. So I've been working online since 1997. I've been doing websites forever. And so one of the things I was just always did it, and it was just another job. And I would have clients, and, you know, sometimes it was higher than others, but a lot of times I was working 50, 60 hours and then going home and doing clients.
Wow.
You know, so I get it. I get the workaholic lifestyle. I get the whole they need me lifestyle. I get the whole corporate idea. And it wasn't until, and the funny thing is that it didn't hit me when they basically told me they didn't need my job. Right. That's not when that hit me. It hit me when I was in a restaurant because they pushed me back into a restaurant. I did really well in one store. They put me into another store. That was it's closed now. That's all I'm going to say. It's closed. But I kept dreaming of how I was going to kill myself. Like, really thought every day exactly how I was going to do it to make the most biohazard because it was a restaurant, right? And it finally hit me. I don't have to work here. Like, I don't have to feel like this. I shouldn't feel like this.
How many times do we stick in a job that is slowly killing us, right? Where maybe it's suicidal thoughts at times and doing something like that. How can I bring this company down? Or just generally unhappy. You go home frustrated and angry more often than not, right? You're just done with work. You're exhausted. You don't look forward to going in. You don't look forward to starting your day or anything like that. And, you know, maybe at first you feel excited about it because it's a new job and all that. But as you get into it and you realize, okay, this isn't what I thought it was and what it is. And many of us experience that at some point. I've had many jobs like that. And sometimes we just stay there because we think, well, at least it's a job. I don't have to go job searching again, or I don't have to try this or other things. So we settle. We settle for this.
Yeah.
But when we settle on that, we're harming ourselves. We're not feeling energized. We're not feeling loved. And we're not living up to our full potential. In my opinion, we've just settled. Now, if that's what you want to do, I'm not going to judge you, but I would love it to have you shine even brighter, to stand in your full light, your full purpose, and to fill yourself. So finding that job, that thing that fulfills you, that you look forward to going in. Like, I'll be honest, as an entrepreneur, I love what I do. I wake up every day feeling excited to jump into work and to be here, to have these conversations, to make these podcasts, to do all the stuff we're doing. I feel energized by it. There's moments, there's days where I just go like, oh God, I just want to sit on my butt, eat bonbons and watch TV. But, you know, that's very short lived. That's very rare of a day that happens to me. And usually if it does, then I either one or two things. I push on forward and within a short time, as in like an hour, I'm energized up again. It was just a mindset thing. Or I take the day for myself. And I just relax and take it and use that as a self-care day. And that's huge. And then I feel energized the next. So
yeah,
be energized. So, okay, let's talk real quick about we're in a job where we feel trapped in. We're not happy with. We want to be out of it, but we're afraid to be out of it. We've settled. How can we get unsettled? How do we actually do that? What's the mindset? What are the things we need to do to actually have change?
All right. There's three things. There's three things that I think everyone, it will change your life. You just understand this. First one is who you are. Have a being statement. Know who you are. Who I am is a divine space anchored by my in-breath and solidified by all other sparks of the divine. When I can go back there, when
I have a question. I just have a question real quick. Is that okay? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Please. Because when you ask, like, you know, have a who am I statement and have that, I've heard myself and I've heard many other people say something like this. Well, I'm a teacher. Well, this is who I am. And that's not what you're talking about at all. I just want to be really clear on this because I think I know where you're going at least. And I want to be clear.
Yeah.
That's not what you're talking about. Can you clarify that for us?
Who are you without all the labels that you put on? Okay. So who are you at your core? And I got this actually from 50 Cent. Hilarious, hilarious story. I'm watching Oprah Masterclass and he's on and he says, you have to know who you are. And I am my grandmother's grandson at my core. When I remember that, everything is good. When I don't, When I walk out the door and I don't remember that, I get shot. He was famously shot 50 times, right? So, and that's what he said. When I remember, I'm a grandmother's grandson. My grandmother was fucking crazy. So she sunk a boat. She caught the farm on fire. Like, she's a very good person when you start talking about self-power. Mm-hmm. And she's that, but she's not somebody I'm going to go, I am my grandmother's grandson. Yes, it's true for me.
Right.
And I was the favorite. But it's still not the most empowering thing I can say right. for myself. So who are you without your, who are you at your core that no one else is? Right. Mm-hmm. And my being statement goes on from there, but at my very core, at my core, I'm a divine space anchored by my in-breath and solidified by all other sparks of the divine.
Love that.
And when I can start there and I can get to there, right, everything else just flows. So know who you are. Know, have that statement for yourself. It's not an affirmation. It's not an I am, right? It's not the simple affirmation. It is who you are. Literally,
right.
That's who you are. The second one is know your purpose. And people overcomplicate this so much, right? And I have a really easy exercise talking about going into three memories and writing down all of the feelings and emotions you had in those. And then you take those emotions and find three common ones and you'll have it, right? No matter, it's weird. I don't care who you are. You just have these things that are kind of can be like, you'll find three. When you think about these memories, these happy memories, this is what's going to show up. And then who you are is really to live in those three emotions and help others do the same.
Hey, are you ready to crush it? To go after your dreams and goals and live your life to the max? Well, of course you are. That's why you're here listening or watching to the Jones and Four show. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much. But sometimes we still get stuck, right? These podcasts, this show is great, but that's not everything sometimes. Sometimes we need a little more. And you know what? I get that. What helps me and what has helped me and continues is a community. And surrounding myself with people who are amazing, who are like-minded, like me, going after goals, achieving big things, and pushing themselves and others to be their best. Wouldn't it feel amazing to be surrounded by a community like that? To be surrounded by people who are like you, who have big goals and dreams, and they're going for them. Not only are they going for their goals, they're helping and encouraging you to go after yours. Well, if that sounds interesting, if that sounds fun, if that sounds like a community you would love to be part of, well then come check out Spencer's Energy Hub. That's right, I have our membership community, we have a membership community that's here for you. I say we because we are the energizers, just like you. We energize each other to be our best. We have monthly rock star interviews, right, where we interview masters in their field. We have weekly trainings. We meditate every week as a community. And you can hop and join us. You get special access to me along with an incredible community of people. So if you are ready to level up, if you are ready to be a rock star and crush your goals while being surrounded by an incredible and amazing community, check out Spencer's Energy Hub. All you have to do is go to spencersenergyhub.com and check it out. Or if you want, just head over to my website, www.spencermjones.com, and check out the hub. We would love to have you inside. All right, back to your show.
That's your purpose.
Love that. Great. That's huge.
And then know what your success looks like. So how I teach that is write down what your perfect week is. And my success is different than your success, right? My success is being able to travel. It's going to be able to impact lives. It really is how I show up for the world and how I get to impact it. That might not be what your version of success is. I don't need to be a millionaire. Mind you, give me the money. I'm not refusing it. What I would do with that would just be more of what I do.
Right.
Right. I could do it on, I could do it with $1,000 a month. I could do it on $100,000 a month. It would just be bigger, right? Because money normally isn't the issue.
Right, exactly. And I think so many of us, especially when it comes to that one of what does our success look like, we try to mirror what we see other people do or what we think society wants of us. Oh, I need to have this kind of house, this kind of car. I need to have $1 million for whatever reasons, a special dollar amount for people. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sure, maybe that is really what success looks like to you in your core. And by all means, no judgment. But for many of us, it's not. That's not success for us. Like, how can you define success for you? And generally, it's, I love what you said. How would you spend your perfect week, your most ideal week? What would that look like to you? Great. How can that's success? If you can have that week the majority of the time, right? How can you make that happen? And that's success. So if that's how I live that kind of week this week, awesome. And some weeks you're not always going to, some days you're not always going to, and that's okay. But you're always striving for, oh, that's that success. Could be $1 million, right? Someone gave me $1 million. Great. We could travel. We could do different things. And that I'm not going to complain by any means. But, right. But you know, like it, that doesn't necessarily mean it. Like Katie and I, like our success is to be able to be together, have that freedom to travel, to take care of our animals, and to be able to help people and friends and family when they need help financially or be there in person or whatever it is, that we have that flexibility to do that. And there's days now where we're successful in that, other days where we're not. And that's okay. And I have one question for you. Is it okay if our idea of success or what we clarify, define, there's what I was looking for, define success as, is that okay if that changes over time?
Oh, definitely. Definitely, because it's going to. At one point, we grow as a people, right? Mm-hmm. My version of success at one point was to have the job I had, right? I literally wrote the job description, sent it up through corporate, and it came back 3 years later. I wasn't even with the company when it came back. Mm-hmm. I got a phone call. Hey, your job is here. Do you want it? Right? So, yeah, and which is also why I actually knew what it was, which is also why I won every award that year for the next 2 years. I increased sales by 20% in the whole market. I gave away $2.5 million to the Detroit Zoo. Like, there was some really cool things I got to do in that, right? And that was success for me at one point. I wouldn't call that successful now. Now, would I love to give $2.5 million away? I would love that. That would be, that is a nice version of success for me, right? Mm-hmm. That I could give away $2.5 million again. And that is one of the things that's written down. I get, it's in different places, but yeah.
Right.
I get to give away but that's not what my everyday perfect week looks like. Right? My everyday perfect week, I'm doing things like this. I get to talk to amazing people. I get to inspire people. You know, I get to travel. I'm not traveling right now, but I did go on Sunday. I went and hiked one of the state parks. There's three within 20 minutes of this house.
Oh, wow. Yay. That's awesome.
I did this hike. You have laughed your ass off because I was not ready for this hike. It was a little steep. I think I died halfway through it. I still don't know if I'm here yet. I have not done my morning workout since because I'm like, I can't breathe, but it was great. Right. I've been to two waterfalls that are right here. So I do all the travel-y kind of things. I've actually pretended I'm a tourist and I've like hit a couple of the shops in town, you know, because I am a tourist. I don't live here.
Right.
And I had to remember that. I'm like, I don't live here. I got to go to Nashville. Nashville was so amazing on so many different levels, you know, just being there and being with everybody and being at the Gaylord and actually going to Nashville.
Right.
So it was remembering things like that. So that's, how can you live that now? How can you live that perfect week now? And it may not be the perfect way, right? Because again, right now I'm dealing with by the end of the month, my motor will be done. I will be back on the road. and I'll be back home. And I'm looking forward to that. Trust me. Like, I'm going back to Michigan for a couple months. I'm going to go do some medical things because insurance doesn't work outside of the state. And so I get to go to a chiropractor. Yay.
Nice.
Yeah, like the things, just things that you don't do because it's covered under insurance. I need to go to the doctor. I need to get some prescriptions refilled and all that kind of fun stuff. But I can live that now. I'm living that life. How do I get that feeling? How do I get that moment? Right? Because everything that you ever want isn't for the physical thing. It's to have the experience of it. They have that emotion from it.
Very, very rarely is it for a physical thing. It's because of that feeling that you get, the emotions, the experience that you have. You might need to physically do things for that experience and
feel,
but you're not going necessarily for that. You're going for the physical part. You're going for the feeling, the experience, the emotion that you get from it. That's what we're going for in so many things. So let's recap real quick. If you're feeling stuck in job, or you settled, or even if you haven't, you just want to be living your life to the max and really making sure that your job isn't controlling you, that you are living your life, is to, first of all, know who you are, you know, to define who you are, and not putting on necessarily the labels of I'm a teacher, I'm this. I mean, you labeled yourself. I mean, they're all technically labels, but not the traditional labels that we throw on. You know your purpose. So, you know, what are you doing? Where are you going? What's your purpose here on earth? And then three, what's your version of success? What does that look like to you? And for all of these, don't get bogged down into what society thinks you, well, let me say this again. Don't get bogged down what you think society wants you to do, right? Like, it's not necessarily what your friends said or what the TV says or however you perceive that. How do you truly, in your heart of heart and in your soul of souls, know what you want, where you're going, who you are? Do that. Take that time to write it down. And it's going to take you time. You know, I've done those exercises and I've gone through it, and that has helped guide me through life. And it took me time, right? It took me, honestly, probably a half hour to an hour. I'm trying to remember exactly what it was, it was somewhere in there, to sit down and write it out and think about it, to sit down, write, reflect, change it, scratch it out, redo it, and just find the one that's it, and know that, hey, it could change, and that's a beautiful thing. That's okay. Wow. I mean, that's huge for us for everyone, that I think we all need to know who we are, what's our purpose, what's our version of success, and let's take action on it. All right. Going back to the idea of, like, hey, you don't have to do it tomorrow, but make a plan. Make a plan to do it. Make your roadmap, as I like to call it, perfect for RVing, right? Make your roadmap to it, and then execute it one step at a time, one leg of it at a time, one day at a time. Just go after it one step at a time, knowing those things, using the things you just answered, who you are, your purpose, and your version of success to help guide you with the questions and opportunities that come your way. Do I say yes to this? Do I say no to that? Use those as a compass to help you on your roadmap and on your journey, and go after it. And know that the destination can change. You can be 75% there, you can be 90% there, and you're like, you know, that's not it. We're going to switch over here. Awesome. All right. And that's a beautiful thing.
I was supposed to spend all winter in the desert, and I've been in Tennessee, right? As far away from the desert as I possibly could get is Tennessee. It snowed five times more than it was supposed to, right? And that one of my goals in this trip was that I wasn't going to deal with snow at all. Like, it would be a fluke if it snowed in the middle where I was at, right? Like, all these things that I had planned for this winter, right, didn't happen. And part of that really bothered me, right, at times, until it hit me that, wait a second, on New Year's Day, I'm from Michigan, you're from Wisconsin, so you know New Year's Day is cold. It doesn't matter. Okay. It's cold. I was on short sleeves walking the dogs. Now, I wasn't in shorts yet, but I was in short sleeves, right? Walking the dogs. Like, there are things that were amazing about that. And don't leave your job tomorrow. I'm not ever advocating you leaving a job that you're not prepared to leave, right? You should have either a new position already, okay, or you need to have 3 months of your expenses saved from the new job. So from the new business. So if you have a side business that you're decided that you want to go full time on, you have 3 months that you made in that business expenses. Okay, not that you saved from the other one, that you made in that business, because once you do that, you know that you can sustain that. Right.
That's excellent advice. And a huge tip for people who, before they jump in to going full time from a side hustle to going full time with their jobs or just before switching jobs, right? Not advocating quitting now. It really comes down to making that plan. And to do that, you need to know where your destination is, to figure out where that is. You got to do all that other work, but it all ties in and makes such a big difference. Holy cow. Dude, this has been such an amazing and eye-opening discussion. I love it. You've made me look at life differently, and especially looking at how we label and identify ourselves, how we deal with our needs, right? Feeling like our job is fulfilling a need for them and filling that desire, that need for us, right? One of those things that we need as humans. So thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you for being here. I mentioned your book and all that, your journal, I believe you said. How can people get that from you and to connect with you more?
That's definitely on Amazon, so you can check that out. Look up JP Adkins. I've actually published 3 different publications. I have a novel that is Sex, Drugs, and Vampires. Before I was coaching, it's a lot of fun. And then I have I have 10 mini reboots is out, and I also have The Awesome Plan, and that kind of goes through. We talk about the perfect week, and we talk about how to kind of get there. I actually have a really amazing giveaway for if you join my community on Facebook, the Freedom Entrepreneurs United community. You get the Live Your True Awesome Life Now, Even If Your Situation Sucks guide. Okay. And in that, we actually talk about what it really takes to do that now. And I had to do that. I wrote that because of this winter, right? I'm out on the road. My motor dies. Mind you, it was only 6 hours after I bought it, the new motor home. So I went from one disaster to another disaster, like right in a row, and like feeling like I got kicked in the teeth. Right. So how do you live that true awesome life now? And it took me some time to go through and process this. So it's a really great hands-on, how do you do it? And I also I give you what I call the Being Purpose Success training. And it's the first thing that's from my program. It's in the group. And so we could talk about who you are, what is success to you, and what is purpose? What is your purpose? Because I think that everyone in the world, if they can just get that, if I could give everyone in the world that, the world's going to be a better place. So check out Freedom Entrepreneurs United community on Facebook.
Perfect. I was just going to ask you for that again. So I appreciate you sharing that, and everyone jump in there, join Jeff and his group and really uncover those things for yourself. Because when you do, it's like the stars align in many, many ways where, stuff still happens in life. Of course, it's life. That's how we learn and grow. But you have so much more clarity in many, many areas. And so it's incredible. So jump into Jeff's group. Jeff, you have a podcast as well. Is that correct?
Yep. The Creative Nomad. Always. I'm like, yeah, there's tons of ways to get in touch with me. I mean, Facebook's always the easiest. That is brand new. The guide is literally like a week old. Nice. So it's like on my heart. The podcast is The Creative Nomad. Check it out. It's going to be great. Spencer is actually going to be on very soon. So you guys get to see him. You get to see it live if you're in the group. So again, go to the group. Right. Everything's amazing. Or go to trueawesomelife.com, and it gives you some background about me, how to work with me, things like that.
Awesome. That's perfect. And if you missed that, if you couldn't write them down, maybe you're driving, you can always go to our website for show notes, which is spencermjones.com/jonesandforshow. And you'll find this show. Just click on that. You'll find show notes. You'll find the links, all that good stuff. because you won't want to miss out on Jeff and all the amazing things that he is doing. Jeff, this has been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for giving your time, your energy, and your love to me and to all of us. Thank you.
Thank you for letting me be here. I am just being in your presence, in your energy is amazing. And thank you. Thank you for all that you do. I'm looking forward to October.
I appreciate it, brother. I'm looking forward to October too. It's going to be absolutely awesome. So, all right, friends, have an amazing day. Keep living your life to the max and go check out Jeff's stuff, right? Let's live an awesome, freaking awesome life. So until then, we'll catch you later.